Look What You've Done. Karen Park bei Flux FM. Und nicht nur eben aus der Konserve, sondern jetzt auch live und ganz in schwarz gekleidet hier für euch zum Interview. Gerade ist sie angekommen und ich sage nochmal herzlich willkommen. Hi, nice to have you here, Karen.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And the song we just heard, it did make it on our newest compilation. Did you know that?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there are many great artists on this and we chose that song to put on. And this is a present. Schon mal ein bisschen hier Freunde machen, ne?
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a double CD with great artists and we picked you. For a good reason.
Thank you so much. That's very flattering.
Tell us a little bit about Apocalypse Pop. It's not the end of the world, is it?
No, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of something. And you know what? Apocalypse doesn't only mean the end of the world, but it also means that the light wins over the darkness. So it's a combination of the two. Mm-hmm. I had a very strong feeling of standing on a cliff ready to jump when I made the album. And, you know, you come to points in your life when you feel like, okay, this is a closure or something. Yeah. And I think that's what it is.
And you also said that this is maybe an era of something and after that we'll start something new.
Yeah, I do feel that. It sounds a little hazy, but and I don't know what's going to come next. But this definitely, I feel this album is maybe the last one of like a trilogy, the last three records that I've done that feels in the same kind of style in a way. And now I'm gonna, you know, head on to something new. Even if the record has just come out, when you make it, it's been ready in my mind for quite a while.
Yeah.
But also when I listen to the lyrics, there's something apocalyptic about it. I came up with the name when we mixed the album and I listened to all the songs and I felt that was a very appropriate title when I heard all the songs in a row, you know? So, but it's a lot of people say it's a very dark record, but it's actually quite positive to me.
Ja, also es ist nicht nur immer Apokalypse, heißt ja nicht immer nur, dass es das Ende der Welt ist oder in diesem Fall das Ende des Pops, sondern da ist auch immer wieder für Karen auch auf jeden Fall ein Licht am Ende des Tunnels und sie sagte auch, ja, sie hat dieses Album dann aufgenommen in einer Phase, wo vielleicht nicht alles ganz so rund gelaufen ist und fühlte sich, als würde sie an einer Klippe stehen und ja, irgendwie sind dann die ganzen Gefühle zusammengekommen und deshalb sind vielleicht auch die Texte manchmal etwas düsterer und klingen alle die letzten drei Alben so ein bisschen ähnlich, sagt sie, und das ist jetzt auch ein Abschluss, so eine Trilogie und danach, da startet dann wieder eine neue Phase. So you are from Norway, but you lived for a while in London?
I'm actually from Sweden.
Oh, sorry.
I know it's confusing because yeah, I lived in Norway for so long. I lived in Norway my entire career, basically. But I moved back to Sweden.
And you were born in Sweden?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I call myself a Norwegian-Swedish artist now because I feel a little bit of both. I'm very connected to both countries. But I am originally Swedish and yeah.
And you've got a church where you sang as a child. You bought it and made it your home?
Yes, yes. I always said that someday, not always, but when I grew up, I said someday I'm going to buy that church and move back to my hometown. And I lived in London during the writing period of Apocalypse Pop album, but then I moved back to the church to complete it and produce the last bits and record some of the, because the surroundings is very special. It's on the countryside and we used a lot of different tools, you know, like old tractor chains from the neighbor, and we used like all the rusty spikes and oil
tanks, like
oil tanks, mm-hmm. Yeah,
to create sounds.
Exactly.
What? Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, and also we used like the sound of a burning fire and wolves, because there are wolves where I live, and birds, you know. So we did a mixture of some sounds from the city, mm-hmm. London, but also some sounds from the countryside, because that's kind of who I am. I've been living in cities and working in cities for many years, but I am at the end of the day, a country girl. So yeah. I wanted to have that on the record.
Great. It displays both of your sides that you've experienced in your
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. Also Karen ist ja in Schweden geboren, hat aber auch ganz lange in Norwegen gelebt, war dann auch mal in London und jetzt ging es wieder zurück nach Schweden und dort hat sie sich eine Kirche gekauft, eine alte kleine Kirche, in der sie damals als junges Mädchen schon im Kirchenchor gesungen hat und dann stand die irgendwann leer und dann hat sie zugeschlagen. That must have cost a fortune or was a church, was it a bargain for you, like...
it didn't cost a fortune, no, because it's very big. It's almost 500 square meters.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I don't think any normal family could live there. It has to be someone who wants to do something with the big space. It's like 10 meters under the roof. And yeah. it's. But for us, it's perfect because we can use it as a studio and a concert place. But the owners of the church wanted to sell it to me because mm-hmm. they knew... I would do something with it. I also went there with my parents when I was a kid, so I know the history yeah. of the church.
Yeah.
So it was a natural thing.
Yeah. Have you heard of the band Arcade Fire, who had a church for a while as well?
Yes, I have. So it's trendy now.
It's really trendy. No, you're only the second person that I met who did that. So listen to another song, Hurricane. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Hurricane came about... I've made it with my two very good friends who live in London. They're from London. Thomas Knight's one part of the Pandora Drive, which I did it with, he's a photographer. And he's done several music videos for me. He's directed this one and he's also in it. So it was really came from a very creative... We lived together when I lived in London and they were working on their project. And I've been writing quite a few songs on their new album. But this we decided to do... a duet because we recorded the demo and it was like, wow, this sounds so good. We should, you know, have this on my album as yeah. well. So that's what we did.
Das hören wir uns jetzt an. Mit zwei Jungs, mit denen sie in London zusammengelebt hat, hat sie das aufgenommen. Karen Park, Hurricane, morgen Abend in der Berghain-Kantine. Wir schreiben euch gleich noch auf die Gästeliste. Karen Park mit Hurricane. Apocalypse Pop heißt ihre aktuelle Platte, die Ende letzten Monats erschienen ist. Und morgen spielt sie im Berghain. Nicht in der Kantine, wie ich eben fälschlicherweise sagte. Nein, es wollen natürlich viel mehr Menschen Karen sehen. Deswegen also im Berghain. Und da wollen wir euch gleich auch noch gerne auf die Gästeliste setzen. So, how many times have you played in Berlin before? Do you remember that?
I played a few times now. I think this maybe is the fifth time or mm-hmm. something. I like Berlin. It's yeah. perfect to play here.
It is. Absolutely. But you feel when you come home to Sweden, do you feel then this is your total home? Or when you come to Norway, this is also your home? Where is your real, you know, like coming home?
It's very easy for me to feel at home almost anywhere. But in Norway, there's... I know a lot of people there, so I feel... It's a little bit my home, but at the same time, in my hometown in Sweden, if you're born somewhere, you always feel most connected to that place,
yeah.
don't you?
Yeah.
But a little bit of both.
Und Karen ist ja auch erstmal eine wunderschöne, sehr große Frau, die auch immer in ihren Videos selber zu sehen ist. So you, when you make your videos, which are really great, we can see you as a beautiful, tall woman. Is it often the case that you do your videos your own?
I try not to because it's so much work. But sometimes if I come up with an idea and I want to follow it through, it ends up with me doing it myself. I don't direct the video, but I produce it, which is even more work than to direct it almost. But I work closely with both Thomas Knights in Pandora Drive, but also my friend Olle Lundin, which is Swedish. We've produced and directed two videos together.
And it's practical having your own church doing it there.
Yeah, it's very good. Making a video in your home, it's makes it very messy.
Yeah, I believe that. So you worked with different producers on this album.
Yes.
Is this... why was it your choice to do this? Isn't it mostly better to work with just one person, or do you want to be different?
I wanted on this record to, because the Highwire Poetry gave me the opportunity. There was a lot of different people who wanted to work with me. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, instead of going in and just picking one, why don't I try loads of different ones now when I have access to all these talented people? So I went in the studio with like way more people than I've ever had before. And I did half my album with one producer, Dan Brown from Bristol. He's great. He's been working with, you know, Massive Attack and all the Bristol bands. But then, so we worked mostly together, but then I also tried different ones. And it just kind of fell into place. The sound worked together because I, you know, this is my fifth album, so I know what I want. I can produce myself, so therefore it's easier to work with different people, and also interesting to get other people's input, and you get to know yourself. Yeah. And know exactly what you want when you work with different people. So I find that interesting.
Ja, und Karen Park hat ja ganz offensichtlich ihren Weg mittlerweile gefunden. Seit über 12 Jahren ist sie jetzt schon im Geschäft und hat ihren eigenen Stil entwickelt. Wird jetzt dann aber, wie sie sagte, ja, geht so ein bisschen auch eine musikalische Ära zu Ende. Vielleicht sich dann nochmal neu erfinden. So we're, yeah, curious what is coming up next for the next album. When you say this is the end of an era, maybe we can experience another part of Karen Park.
I'm very curious myself. I don't know what it's going to be yet, and I think it's going to take a little time to find out, but I have to concentrate on this album first this year, and then we'll see what comes.
Yeah, so enjoy the concert tomorrow in the Berghain, und hier Leute, jetzt anrufen. Wir setzen euch im Berghain auf die Gästeliste. 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Thank you much for coming here. Take your CD, please, where you're on.
Oh, thank you very much. That's great. It was great to be here.
My pleasure. Come back anytime. Blancmange mit Blind Vision in der Morning Show am Nachmittag.